Hello, everybody. My name is Dan Winkler, and welcome to Mouth to Mouth, everyone's favorite debate style show. Today, we have been inundated with possible topics to discuss, but we have chosen Howard Mosco, chair of the TTC, being fired. Or not fired, as it were. But it was really close. Apparently, people don't like his strike antics. And it was a 3-2 vote to keep him on board. So we're going to try and solve that problem here today. We've discovered that in a downtown office, there was a unfortunate surprise. Mr. Tony Brightly is here with me on my right. Tony, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, man. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So what do you do at Egg Corp?
Well, I do a lot of things. I'm a bit of a gopher, but my main focus working at this industrious corporation is that I am the head and chair of the party committee.
How many parties have you planned so far?
43.
How long have you been doing this?
2 years.
Wow, that's a lot of parties. Is this just birthday parties, Christmas parties, whatever?
These are all sorts of parties. We had a bris. We did all sorts of different things. We had birthdays. We had Christmas. We had what else do we have? Thanksgiving parties, retirement parties,
Memorial
baby parties,
Day.
Memorial Day party,
Arbor Day
party, New Year's Day party.
Sound like a lot of useless parties, Tony.
When is a party useless? Like a party, if I may say so, I don't know if we want to get into this right away, but a party brings people together. It fosters teamwork.
True.
It fosters
all right,
love and friendship.
Alcoholism. Cool. On my left, we have Gary LaFramboise.
Pleasure to be here.
You are welcome. So what's your deal here?
Oh,
What's the problem with Tony?
I don't have a problem with Tony personally. I find him to be an amicable fellow.
Yeah.
Good spirit, a good heart. He resuscitated a cat once.
Yep.
Not a good cat, but a cat nonetheless.
But he planned a party you didn't agree with.
Well, these parties, they're coming out of nowhere. They used to be, it would be somebody's birthday, and that would be understandable. But now it's like, oh, it's hump day, it's Wednesday. Let's have a party, let's take up the whole afternoon. And it's just ruining my mojo, my inertia while I'm at work. I'm trying to get tasks done, and now there's more party than work, it seems.
Gary, what do you do?
I'm in files. I'm in the files department.
You file. So we had this surprise party. Tony planned this party.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Who was this for?
This was last week. It wasn't for anyone per se. What I did was I planned a surprise Mexican fiesta party, which was awesome. We had I had a piñata with little bottles of booze in it. I had we all had those big hats,
dangerous.
And sombreros.
Okay.
We ate tacos. We had chips and salsa. I even had a mandolin player come in.
And this caught everyone off guard.
Oh, it was a surprise, man. It was awesome. It was just what was needed last Wednesday to really bring up the morale of the company, especially in files.
Can I just jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
This party began at 4:50 p.m.
Yeah.
So it was sort of like, and it went until 12:45. So we were spending our party time in our would normally be our home time, so it got a little confusing.
I don't know when there's a better time to party than 4:50.
Oh, it's kind of late in the day, don't you think?
To start the party?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Sure. But this was a Wednesday.
And you didn't tell anybody?
No, that was the beauty of it, man. Oh, man, when I walked in with that sombrero and that mandolin player playing I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston on the mandolin, man, the crowd erupted, you know?
So, well, Gary, crowd erupted.
Well, erupted is a term that Tony is using. I would say, cried out. I actually heard a guy in the back, Steve, say, "Oh no, not another party. I'm going to have to cancel my ball game."
All right, now we've got a caller on the line, I believe. We've always opened up the call lines. Who do we got there?
Hi, my name's Raymond Tasker.
Raymond Kafkar?
Tasker.
Tasker?
Yeah, I work with the guys there. And I was actually on one of the committees to vote whether or not we should keep him on board as the party planner. And I voted for him because I really do feel that parties in office is an essential service to any office.
Did you enjoy his surprise party?
I was certainly surprised. So then the criteria for that party was accepted. Yes, I was surprised. Therefore, he did a good job by his own criteria.
Okay. So he liked it. I don't know what the problem is. Thanks for calling in there, Raymond Kafkar.
Happy.
No problem.
I don't think people realize how serious these parties are getting. Like, I am having nightmares at home thinking about, like, will there be streamers tomorrow? How many cakes am I going to have to eat? And how much alcohol am I going to have to drink at 9 a.m.? I mean, who knows what surprise Tony will bring on me tomorrow?
I'm more worried about this pinata filled with booze in it. Now, especially there's going to be a guy with a blindfold on it. You know, booze falling on his head. He can't see where it's going.
Yeah.
Maybe we should be planning a more safer party.
I don't know what Christian world you grow up in, but where I come from, which is Mexico, we party. And we party when the party time comes, and that's 4:50. We get down, we take off our pants, we put on our sports shorts and our tank tops, and we drink until we are done drinking, man. And that I know no other way a company should be run but with heavy drinking.
This company is being run into the ground. It's insane. But the reason that it is a party, we can't live our lives mostly in party. It makes the party less of a party. If partying is your normal life, then the real party is when you're not partying. I don't want to live in that world.
That was my
theme. That's what we're living in.
I hate to break the surprise, but my next theme for the next party was the unparty. Which would be awesome.
You didn't tell me you were going to say this.
Because we're not going to party at the unparty, but we're still going to get wasted.
All right, we have another caller on the line, it seems. Who do we got?
Hi, my name is Reginald. I work in the mailroom.
Hi, Reginald. How you doing today?
I'm not doing too good. I got a problem with these parties. Like, I've been working in this company for 3 years now, and, like, I've never gotten a raise. You know, like, they're spending all this money on parties, and, you know, I got to feed my kids.
So you're saying that they're spending your potential raise money on the parties. I think that's a little presumptuous of you, Reginald.
No, I work hard. I mean, no one ever complains about...
You sound like a stoner.
No, well, whatever I do in my off time is my own, you know, what was I talking
about? Yeah. Yeah?
I need more money. I mean, like, I'm tired of my apartment, and my girlfriend wants to eat out at nice places, and I can't take her because there's too many parties, and I don't want to go to these lame parties.
Tony? You know this guy?
Yeah, you know, like, there's a reason he's been in the mailroom for 3 years. You know, he can't loosen up. He's slow. You know, I don't want to use the R word on the air, but he's not the fastest nut in the bunch.
Rotund?
Sure. What does that mean?
He's fat.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not what I was saying, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
No, Reginald is being held back by the amount of... His intellectual progress is being held back because of the parties. He doesn't have time to do or learn his job. He hasn't even set up his office in the mailroom.
I think his intellectual process was slowed down from his mom dropping on his head as a baby.
All right. Well, thanks, Reginald, for calling in there. We're running out of time right now. Gentlemen, can we sum up your arguments in a single word, please?
Olé.
Nauseous.
I think I'm going to have to go with olé.
Can I open this bottle of tequila now?
Please do.
You didn't even
don't smash
tell
in my
us
face.
We were gonna.
Therefore, we went with Olé. More parties, which means Moscow. Moscow stays on. Don't fire Moscow. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, thanks to the tequila.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. This has been Mouth to Mouth.
I think I'm gonna vomit.
I think I just ate a worm.
Surprise.